City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Good morning to Pat.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning. Too bad.
Look, you were just saying to me then, you were watching Christian Pulisic last night.
I think
I've got the pronunciation correct. He has been heavily linked with Liverpool for quite a few weeks. Liverpool are meant to be maybe trying to get him before the transfer window shuts. He's a youngster who plays in Dortmund, doesn't he? Also plays for America. What did you see from him last night?
I caught the United States game last night. We were playing against Trinidad and Tobago. Not the toughest opponent, I would admit.
Was it friendly, was it?
No, it was part of the World Cup qualifiers. Tim Howard was back in goal, and I watched him last night, and I think he only made his competitive debut for the United States last week. This was his first start, and he is going to be an absolute phenomenal player for 17. For the way he played, he played on the left, but he was allowed to drift inside and was allowed to do pretty much what he wants. But it's just the way he carried the ball. When you see a young player, and you watch how they are prepared to take on the ball and take on the responsibility of the game itself. The mind obviously strikes back to Wayne Rooney, and he had all that. And what fascinates me is, I mean, I know there's a link with Liverpool, but what fascinates me is if he could be the first ever real American player who becomes a global superstar. And if that does happen, and he is, let's say he's promoted right by the right people, I mean, the likes of Nike and people like this, he'll probably get all of them. He could actually transform the game over there, because he is actually American as well. He's born and bred in America, in Pennsylvania. He's not someone they've picked up and made American, which has happened over the last few years with Jurgen Klinsmann. And he could actually make the leaps that other players have failed to make. And
which players? I mean, I'm trying to think of some. I've heard of American players who've been touted as the next Pelé. Who were the ones?
I mean, the one who was touted as the big thing was Freddie Adu.
That's it, Freddie.
And he's still only.
Where is he?
The last time I heard, he was playing for Tampa Bay. Right. I think he was playing alongside Joe Cole now.
So he didn't quite make it.
No, he it was too soon, too quick, and he never made it.
Came over here at one stage, didn't he? Did he go to Europe? Or?
Yeah, he did. He went to quite a few European teams, but he never made it. He was. There was a lot of hype about him. But this lad, I mean, obviously there's a Liverpool link there, and there's obviously he's playing.
Well, Jurgen obviously knew. He's obviously, but what, I don't know how long he's been at Dortmund.
I don't think he's been there that long.
Long enough for Jurgen to know, because
he's not someone, as I say, he's someone who was born and bred in America and was brought up in the American system. But obviously there is that link, and he is in the Champions League squad as well. And it'll just be interesting to watch his development, because he's 17, and from what I saw of him last night, he could be an absolute superstar, and he could be their real first superstar. I know they've had, obviously Everton, they've had the likes of Landon Donovan and Tim Howard, and they've had other players like Clint Dempsey. But from what I saw of him last night, he could be...
This guy could overshadow him.
If his career goes the right way, obviously.
Got some quotes here from an ESPN interview with him. So obviously there is that strong link with Liverpool, but he's a massive Manchester United fan as well. So he's given some quotes here. I was a big Manchester United fan when I was younger. Loved to watch Wayne Rooney. You obviously made the reference there. Wouldn't say I'm a similar player. I think his passion for the game is something you don't see too much in players. That's what I loved about him. On rumours, he's leaving Dortmund. I hear about it. I have social media. I'm obviously not close to the world. I don't let it affect me or how I'm playing at the time. The whole time throughout, I was focused on training and on his mentors, Nuri Sahin, who we know very well, has been helping out there. And also he tweets Justin Bieber, apparently still at that stage of his life. I don't know whether he will end up at Liverpool, but were other clubs linked with him?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I mean, you would imagine he's 17 years old. He's in and around the Dortmund squad. I don't see any reason why he'd want to leave. So I'm sure Jurgen Klinsmann will be telling them to hold fire as well, and get some stability in his career before he looks at doing that.
Jurgen Klinsmann, once touted as the Everton boss. Did you get a lucky escape there?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Do they love him still?
No. No, they don't. They don't love him.
Let's talk Romelu Lukaku. He can't keep quiet while he's on international duty with Belgium. Had this chat with Sharpie on the Legends on Monday night, where I said, is he as good as actually he'd have us believe he is? Because he talks in this way, particularly when he's on international duty. as if he's some sort of world superstar. Yeah. I've got nothing against Romelu. He's a lovely lad. In fact, I've interviewed him. He's a very nice lad. But the quotes I see tend to see a guy who thinks that he's, at the moment, far better than where he is in his footballing life. Why is he constantly talking when he's on international duty?
I think it's because he's allowed to talk. And I think we had this conversation about 8 months ago or 9 months ago, something like that. I really wish someone at the football club would get hold of him and just tell him to shut up and tell him that there's going to be that there's going to be repercussions if he keeps doing this. But I think it's almost gone too far now. Like, he said too much. I think Martinez gave him far too much.
Someone should be able to say that, shouldn't they, within the football club? If you're going away on international duty, do not talk about your future. And if you do, there could be repercussions from that.
I'm sure if you spoke to, you know, all the players, they'll tell you we were told before we went away to be quiet. And I'm sure that the what would happen to them would outweigh whatever they said. So it wouldn't be worth it. Now, I said this under Roberto Martinez. Roberto Martinez actually said when he came back it was okay, but he shouldn't have. He should have actually said, you're fined or you're out this week or something like that. And I still think that holds sway. I don't think he should be allowed to go. Any player should be allowed to go on international duty and start talking away from the club like it's not going to come back. What he said is, it doesn't really make sense what he said about the Juventus thing. I don't know, quite understand when he's talking about, because I don't think there was ever a bid from Juventus. It seems like it was, you know, like we hear a lot of players now, it was done, discussions were done away from the club and he decided to reject them. But Juventus never bid for him. So I don't see how that stands. I know he scored a couple of goals last night against Cyprus, and it's good that he is scoring again from an Everton point of view. That really is. But I just wish he'd keep his mouth shut, because he hasn't scored for Everton since the quarter final against Chelsea. That tells you how long ago it is since he scored for Everton. So really, he should keep his head down, keep quiet, and start trying to prove it on the pitch rather than coming out with all this nonsense in the Belgian media.
Yeah, he talks about, I knew of a few interest from a few clubs. He says, now we have a new coach and it's completely different than Mr. Martinez. I think we can make progress under Ronald Koeman. It may be the last step and then look further. Decipher that for me.
Well, number one, I think that it's hilarious that he's talking in terms of his career after Roberto Martinez, when his international manager is Roberto Martinez. That's hilarious. But it is. It's almost like he's saying, he's got an unfinished job at Everton, and then it's time to move on. Well, finish the job then. You know, turn up in big games. You know, anyone who's seen him in the semi-final against Manchester United, you know, they'll look at him and go, well, you missed three or four chances because your first touch is horrendous, and then you've missed the penalty. So don't tell us about the final step. Make the final step then. And then, because I think Everton fans are the kind of fans, because we sort of have to be, that if he kept his mouth shut, put his head down, scored big goals and almost earned himself a big move, and it hurts me to say that, then we'd sort of say, well, fair enough, you've proved it. We're not in the Champions League, or we're not winning trophies. You know, now is the time, is right to go and do that. But he doesn't. He keeps saying things without the end product. And yet he has scored a hell of a lot of goals for us. And I still, you know, as a striker, I still think a lot of him. But, you know, start doing it when he really matters. Start turning up. The Chelsea game when he scored those goals, you know, that shows you what kind of player he is. But as I say, he hasn't done it since. And it's up to him to do that if he wants to keep running his mouth the way he has.
Do you feel lucky to have Romelu Lukaku at your football club?
No, I don't. Because
should you feel lucky?
No, because I think...
You should, though. Shouldn't you? No, you should if you've got a star striker. You should, if you've got a player that everyone admires and everyone wants to sort of feel is the fulcrum, you know, the focus point of a great team.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I don't, because I think we took a chance on Romelu Lukaku, and, you know, we took him from Chelsea when Chelsea didn't really want him. And I think I do think Roberto Martinez helped his career, helped them move him on. So I don't... I don't feel lucky because I think he wasn't the end product when he joined Everton, and Everton have helped him on his career. So I don't feel lucky. I think we are part of his progression as to be a good striker. But you'd look at him and you think all the things he'd said, like you said earlier, all the things he has said, you would think that he's been going round scoring two or three every single game, and had like this Luis Suarez sort of reputation where he had lifted the club. But we finished 11th last season. We were horrendous. The season before, we weren't much better. He was good, but in some games, certainly to the back end of last season, he went on strike. And, you know, you want him to lift you up in the big games when it really, really matters. And he hasn't done that. And if he was actually looking like he was sort of bigger than the club, then I'd understand. But sometimes he looks very ordinary, and you think, this is your big chance to prove that you deserve Champions League football, and he doesn't do it. So he's still got a long way to go. So maybe, I think he suffered this summer by the fact that his agent was negotiating with Man United so long to get Paul Pogba there, and it's took his focus away. And I think that should be a sign to him that maybe this fella that you put so much stock in being your agent, maybe hasn't got your
100% attention.
Yeah, your attention and your, you know, what's best for you at heart. He's too busy looking after his other products. Whereas maybe we'd had focus on him this summer, he might have got him a move away from Everton, because a deal would have took more attention, would have took more time. Everton would have wanted more out of it. It wasn't just a quick fix. So maybe that's something he should look at. He won't, of course, because he's probably happy that he's in the same stable as Zlatan and Pogba and is talked about like them, but I just think he just needs to get his head down.
But he's not them.
But he's not, because he needs to get his head down and start scoring. He needs to become a flat-track bully. That's what he needs to do. He needs to start scoring twos and threes against the rubbish in the Premier League, and then have good games against the better sides to prove that he is a good striker.
In hindsight, it's good he didn't go now, because you did the transfer deadline day last week.
You could say that. Some of the things I was doing wouldn't...
Yeah, so you were doing live coverage of this on YouTube, and essentially it was a bit of a farce, wasn't it? We won't go into it in massive depth, we haven't got time. Yeah. But actually, at the end of the day, it's pretty good that Romelu is still there, because let's face it, the club probably missed a trick within that window. Probably needed another striker.
Yeah, I don't think Romelu was ever leaving, because the simple fact is Everton couldn't get another striker in. You know, Everton need two strikers. You know, we'll have to wait and see what Enner Valencia is like. I'm honestly not holding any.
Is that just a panic buy?
That was just a panic buy.
Or a Mario buy.
Well, it's a bit less than that, let's be honest. I'm not holding out any hope for him whatsoever, but I think that's a good point to start. We'll see what happens. He might contribute, he might help Romelu. You know, we'll wait and see on that, but I think it was handled very poorly, because it felt like it was building up to, and it shouldn't have really. It shouldn't have built up to transfer deadline day, but it felt like because Ronald Koeman came in late, I suppose, because Steve Walsh come in late, and because the way I think the club were trying to establish themselves over the summer, it felt like it was building up to those days around transfer deadline day, and then it fell flat. So fans felt, I think, a little bit robbed of names. But I don't think Romelu Lukaku was ever leaving once it felt like it was established that the club couldn't bring in any strikers. So, but then I don't know if there was that many offers in for him. Serious offers, what the club wanted. I think if they'd got a really, really serious offer, then maybe they would have considered it. But I don't think they ever got a serious offer.
Okay. The boys are back with the Blue Room tomorrow night, aren't you? Yourself,
tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Tonight. 6:30.
Oh, of course it is. I'm losing my days, aren't I? I'm thinking we're on Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Yeah,
it's very easy to do
tonight.
That in international week.
Oh, international. Get rid of them all. Dave, Matt, and of course, Ped as well. So if you want more of the guys, Blue Room from 6:30 this evening. News and sport.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.